Please bear with me. And here she is.
Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Luis?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Luis. This is Tina in the billing, and we're having trouble processing your payment again, so I didn't know if something was going on.
Yeah, well, I spoke to you last month, Tina, about the situation that was going on, that my account.
Yes.
Something was going on. You said you guys were going to call me back the next day. I didn't get a call back till the following, till the next week, you know, and I was busy at work. My account, last month I called it, you know, a few weeks. It was going to some busy signal, like, it's just a load of crap, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty upset. I need to know who I need to talk to get my shit fixed. I'm going to go with somebody else because this is not cool, you know what I mean? Been with you guys for 4 or 5 months.
And so, what number was going to busy? Was it the call tracking number when you called it?
It was the number that we have posted on my account.
Okay.
The number that people are supposed to call.
Let me try it right now from my cell phone and just see what happens, because we can definitely get that fixed, but give me 1 second. So your call tracking number is 520-523-6855.
But it's not only that, you know, you guys said that I would be on the top. I would be.
I'm pressing 1 as a new customer just to let you know and see. Oh, it's ringing, but let's see.
Yeah, I saw that it's ringing now, but before that...
Oh, good. Okay.
It was going to a busy signal.
Got it. Well, at least we confirmed that whatever problem it was before, it's been fixed. Okay, so let me put call tracking had an issue.
Okay, so not only that, okay, you guys told me that I would be with you guys for 4 to 5 months and that I would be on the top of Google. I'm not even on the top 20 of Google. Like, I'm not even showing up on it. You know what I mean? Like, if you Google top 20 landscapers, like, I'm not even on there. Like, how are people supposed to find me and get business if I'm not even showing up, like, on the top 20 of it? Like, you have to actually Google my landscaping business to even, like, I haven't got any business that I've been with you guys for the 4 or 5 months. I get people calling me looking for jobs. Or do you have any job work? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand it. I got the reviews. You guys told me that I need it. And I'm not getting, like, I haven't got one job from you guys, like, doing this. You know what I mean? And I figured, okay, they said 4 or 5 months, and then I would be showing up on the top of Google with all the top landscapers and this and that. Like, I'm not even showing up there. You know, and I don't understand. But you guys told me that I would. If I had my reviews and stuff like that, like, I got the reviews in. I got some stuff that I need. I just don't understand why I'm not showing up.
So do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance? Because I'm showing that Luis, last time we spoke, the numbers were skewed because there you were getting clicks for driving directions, which you don't need because you're not, you know, an actual published business. So we had them hide the address. And since they hid the address, it's showing that you were found on the first page 206 times and you had 6 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you. And then it even shows me the breakdown of those 206 impressions is that you were found under landscaper in 857072 Tucson, landscaper in 857020 Tucson, landscaping Tucson, RKS landscaping Tucson, Rosales, let's see what else, Rosales Landscaping LLC, and Rosales Lawn Service. So it looks like you had quite a lot of activity in the last 30 days. What I notice on the dashboard is the freshest calls that came in were from Lauren Wellens and Melvin Rotter, and I see that there's no call recording on the dashboard for those. So it could be that when those two called in, that maybe that's when your call tracking number was ringing to busy, so they couldn't leave a message. You know what I mean? So one thing I could do to compensate you for that is I can't do anything about the past due payment because it's after the fact. You know, we have to collect it. But what I could do is give you a free month in July, like a service credit, so that way, once you take care of the past due invoice, you're actually paid in full all the way till August 11th. So, you know, the call tracking number shouldn't have had a glitch. But I see, for instance, this Melvin Rotter guy called you three different times, and on all three attempts, there was no recording. So I think he heard what you did, where it just rang busy, and he hung up. You know what I mean? So I can give you a service credit for July to kind of compensate you for that for sure. But I'm glad that we tested it now and that it's actually working.
Okay, so... right now, say I look up my thing on Google, right? I look at my business.
Yes.
Or do landscaping. So I'm going to be showing up there is if I just look landscaping.
That's what it says. I mean, it's showing the results. Now, because it's been suspension in 5 days, it could be affecting the placement a little bit, but you should find yourself coming up. So, you know, when an account goes into suspension, it's not like somebody over here hits a button and then all of a sudden you're deleted from the first page. But because Google changes their algorithms daily, it happens, you know, 5 to 6 to 7 times every day. Once your account's in suspension, the technicians are not doing the active updates. So it could be
okay,
that...
you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Something must have happened when... I don't know what happened or whatever, or somebody fixed something, because now it is actually showing on the Google.
Like, see, I told you, I actually have been on top of your account. That's why I remembered you, and I remembered last time that the address was published, and that was skewing the numbers. So, number one, now you're not getting clicks for driving directions, so we fixed that issue. And then also, you're ranking on the first page. So you're doing very, very well now, and then it's just going to continue to get stronger and stronger over time. And then, like I said, I'm more than happy to give you that service credit for July because, you know, whatever issue it was with the call tracking, I'm glad that it's fixed, but it shouldn't have happened in the first place. You know what I mean? So I can definitely compensate you for that.
Okay,
now, do you log on to your dashboard every now and then and look, like, if you miss a call to see if you could capture the client's number? Because if you don't have time to do that, I can have customer service call you back once we get the payment up to speed, and they can help you put the Local Splash app on your phone. That way, as soon as you miss a call, you can see through your phone the number of the person that you missed. And in the event that they didn't leave a message, you could at least call them right back without having to log on to your dashboard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be much faster for you, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Let me give you my business credit card.
Okay. You got it, Luis. And then let me know if it's under the...
We're not...
Mm-hmm.
If things start working out right, then we're not going to have this issue because this is my business credit card, so we don't have this.
Got it. Okay, so
Other card, I allow it when it's a payment or not, but this is my other card, so
this one's more. Okay, you got it. And you could always change your billing at any time, too. That's not a problem. But is it still the East 24th Street for the billing address on this business card?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready whenever you are.
Hold on 1 second. Get in my wallet.
Of course, no problem. June in Arizona, and you're in landscaping. You must have some really strong immune system to be out there in the Arizona heat, huh?
Well, you got to be up at 4 in the morning and at work by 5, so you can at least be done by...
That's
you can be done by
because that's when you're catching the cooler air and the sun's not so beaming hot at that time, right?
Yeah.
Smart.
And the sun's already out. The sun's already out by 5, you know.
Yeah. I was noticing that yesterday. We're in Southern California, but my granddaughter had a softball game at 10 in the morning, and it said it was only 72 out, but that sun, it felt like it was 92. I don't know why. It was like direct heat, and it, you know, and I told my daughter, for some reason, it feels worse in the morning than the rest of the day, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I guess we're okay, all weaklings because everybody had their umbrellas and their tents up. You would have probably laughed. Mm-hmm. 72 degrees and they're all hiding under the shade.
Yeah.
Well, you better take a lot of lemonade with you even when you go early, right?
Yes, yeah, for sure about that. A lot of water too.
Water, yep, keep yourself hydrated. Okay, but go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Luis.
Okay, it's Luis Rosales, and then it's Rosales Landscaping.
Luis Rosales, Rosales Landscaping. Okay, got it.
It's a Visa.
Mm-hmm.
The number's 4259.
Okay.
07-10. Mm-hmm. 11-82-87-39.
And expiration?
429.
And then the code?
The CV?
Yes, CVB.
516.
516. Okay, perfect. So let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go until August because I'm going to put that service credit. Okay, good. I got the green light for you. So I'm applying that service credit for you now, and I am so glad that it's, you know, working for you. At least, you know, now we fixed the issue that we had before. And do you want me to have customer support reach out to you later today so that they can help you install the app? Because if not, you could just go onto your app store and search for Local Splash app. And then once you download it on your phone, you can just log in with your credentials, and it'll show you when you miss a call.
So just do the Local Splash app on the...
Mm-hmm. You go on your app store, either through the Android or the iOS, and then you search Local Splash. And then once you find it and download it, your username and your password is... Let me just look on the... You probably know it, but let me find it so you don't have to look
it
up.
I forgot it. Hold on. Let me get it.
Oh, good. Okay, here. I'll email it to you again just so that you have it. But, oh, actually, the password's blank. So you know what that means, Luis? It means that when you logged on, you changed it to something that you recognize. So if you think you know it, I'll just leave it at that, and you can try it. If not, I can reset a temporary password to allow you in. So what do you think would work better?
Hold on. Let me see. Do I have a list?
The username is your phone number, 520-783-1895. That's all lowercase, all together. There's no spaces or dashes. And some people, when they try to log on from their computer, they will, you know, the computer will autofill it if they've changed it. And they're like, oh, Tina, I'm already in. You know, so if that's the case, you can leave it alone, but since you're going to download the app, you're still going to have to remember what you set it to. But if not, I can do a temporary password just so that you can get in, you know, and then email it to you. And then once you're in, you can change it again if you like.
Okay, yeah, let's do this temporary. Let's set it up like that.
Yeah, right? I think it's better because you can still change it again later because you're going to have to know what it is to get in the app. Okay, so I will change that right now. I'm going to put auto-generate password. So the username is your 10-digit phone numbers, and then the password is funsocial, all lowercase, all one word. But again, you don't really have to worry about writing that down because I'm emailing it to you as well, which means you're also going to get a text message with the username and password. So I'm covering all the bases. You'll have that in an email and in a text message. So you can look it up later, okay?
Okay.
Yep. And please call me if you have any, you know, trouble downloading the app or getting in or anything like that, and then I can get you over to customer support. But I think you'll be able to get in no problem.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, and thanks for taking care of that, Luis. Have a really great rest of your day, too.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.